Hi, welcome to Big Pet Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, They Said What?, where we talk about opinionated doctors. And we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 155. Laura, I presume you're there. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, she is there. Hi.
Hi.
What a surprise. Just kidding. You're always there. How are you guys doing and how old are your little ones?
Okay, so I have a 15-week-old and a 2-year and 4-month-old. And we took our first road trip this week, Shauna.
Wow, that's so ambitious of you. Where did you go?
Fresno.
Fresno, the always exciting Fresno, which is your hometown. That's where you're from.
That is where I'm from. Yeah. And let me tell you, you think it's ambitious now. Let me tell you the exact details of my trip.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically one detail, which is Corey didn't come with me.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't go by yourself, did you?
No. So
I mean, yeah, the two kids were with you, but I mean, adult-wise.
Adult-wise, no. Thank goodness, no.
You just picked up some random grandma on the side of the road, and you're like, I need someone else to come with me.
Yeah.
Get in this car.
Yeah, no, I put an ad out on Craigslist. Like, I need a grandma. No, I actually had the real grandma, my mom.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. Okay, so my dad, he's been not doing so well, right? And it's been going on. He's been getting a little more ill. He's just getting older. And I've seen him twice during the pandemic, but that's it. And both times it was like outdoors with masks and whatnot. And my brother, who lives in Colorado, hasn't seen him for like over a year. And we've been desperate to see him because he's been sick. He's been like in the hospital a couple times. And we just really, really wanted to see him. And not with COVID, I should say, but with other stuff. And so my brother got his COVID vaccine. And so he was like, I'm going to fly from Colorado like exactly 2 weeks after my second dose. I'm going to come and I'm going to see Dad. Would you want to come with me? And I'm like, no, because I have a small child, like two small children. You know, I have a newborn. I don't think it's possible. Right. And because Corey's job is just like suddenly very busy, there was no way he could like leave town, even though he's working remotely. Like he just was busy, busy, busy. So I was like, no, I don't think I can do it. I really want to see Dad, but I just don't know how this is possible. Right. And then my mom was like, well, I could fly down because I'm now vaccinated too. So I could fly down and drive up with you. We could all stay at my house in Fresno because my mom, even though she's spent like the last year in Portland with my stepdad, she still has a house in Fresno because ostensibly where she works, even though she's also been working remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we could all stay at the house together. I can help you with the kids. And then we'll drive back down to LA and I'll have like a little mini vacation in LA the following week, right? Because she had the time off.
That's so nice of her to offer to do that.
Very nice. Very nice. And she wanted to see Jeff too. You know, she hadn't seen Jeff for a whole year either. So it was like, okay, I think we actually could make this work. And I was feeling very brave. And I was like, yeah, if my mom's there, we can drive. It's a 3-hour drive, you know, and my brother and my mom will be in Fresno to help me. Like, I think I can do this. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it.
Cool. And it went perfectly?
It was a perfect disaster. I mean, okay, I guess that's a little overdoing it, but it was like, I think it's fair to say this was the hardest week of parenting I've had yet, like to date.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so first the drive, it's supposed to take three and a half hours. On the way up, it took 5 hours because, you know, I had to stop twice to nurse Sebastian. And then we had to get lunch and we have to like all stretch, obviously, get out of the car. And Sebastian does not like car rides. So he screamed for like a solid hour.
He did?
Yeah, on the drive up.
Oh, no.
To the point where my mom ended up sitting between the two car seats in the back, which like is not comfortable, especially for someone who has a messed up back and is and is like in her mid 70s. It's like crazy, but she's like, I got to sit back here. And she was right. She did have to sit back there because like Sebastian needed someone to like just have a hand on his chest. And Augie was fine. He watched truck videos the whole way.
Oh, good.
But part of the problem was we were like hot spotting the internet to my old ass iPad. And like he kept pressing buttons and like getting the video off, and you'd be like, this is not it. This is not it. And I'm like, oh no, you clicked on an ad and now we're buying something, you know? God. So it was just like Sebastian crying on one side of my mom, like screaming, red face crying, Augie being like, I want Chuck videos. I want Skid Steer Loader. Where's Skid Steer? This is not Skid Steer Loader. My mom being like, and you know, my mom's in her mid 70s. So like, she's not the fastest navigator of YouTube, right?
Oh no, yeah.
So like, this is what I'm listening to when I'm like driving, and it's a boring ass drive. It's all just flat farmland. So, mm-hmm. you know, once you get out of, you know, basically Southern California. Okay, so that was the drive. So then I arrive, and because of my dad has like some like physical therapy and all this stuff going on, he has like doctor's appointments and stuff. We only had very specific windows of time we could see him around mm-hmm. all of his appointments. And they all happened to be like right during Augie's nap time.
Oh, no.
And yeah. And obviously it was more important for us to see my dad than for us to try to, you know, get him down for a nap, which he doesn't do half the time anyway.
True.
Right. So I was just like, forget it. We're not napping. But of course, that made him a wreck. And so he didn't nap for 5 days, I want to say. One day he wow. fell asleep in the car on the way home from my dad's at like 3. So I drove around for 40 minutes and he got to nap a little bit. But mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of counts as a nap.
Sure.
Yeah, but it was tough.
Car nap.
And then there was one day. So I went Sunday through Wednesday, I should say. It wasn't a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one day where my mom, I don't know why I did this. My mom had to work on that Tuesday. And normally she sees patients virtually, right? Because that's how the mm-hmm. pandemic works. But I made the stupid comment where I was like, oh, you could go into the office even because you're going to actually be home. Why did I do that, Shauna?
Why did you do that? She was your help.
Why did I do that? She was my help. And she went into the office all day. Oh, and my brother was like, oh, well, I have meetings all morning, too. I was like, oh, cool, cool. So I'm going to be alone with the kids, which normally is doable, right? Like, I've done it many times. It's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But I was in a house that wasn't baby-proofed at all.
Oh, no. Right.
I would say it's negative baby-proofed. Like, it's actively dangerous.
Does she have like glass collectibles at toddler height
she
and
does.
Stuff like that?
Yeah, she does. She has lots of like just randomly sharp edged like stone coasters and yeah, like shells, you know, that she's collected at like perfect toddler height for him to pick up and break. He didn't break them, thankfully. And so it's not one of those things where like when I'm home, what I do is I can put Augie in the safe yes space, which is our entire living room, and go tend to Sebastian, right? Like if he wakes up from his nap, I can leave Augie safely in the living room. And I know that
right.
he might not be happy about it. He might want my attention, but I know he's safe. That's not the case when you're traveling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, fuck, what do I do? Like, I ended up just wearing Sebastian most of the time. And then Augie literally just lived in front of YouTube, like on the Apple TV. It was just
really?
YouTube, YouTube, YouTube. Yes, we discovered unboxing videos, Shauna.
Tell people what that is. That's a crazy children's video phenomenon. Kids love these things. It's crazy to me.
They literally just open toys. They just open toys mm-hmm. and then play with them. The one I found was trucks, and like it was disembodied hands opening boxes of toys and then playing with them. And he was fucking riveted. Like, I mean, you couldn't get his attention off of it, which I guess was useful. But after 4 days of that, plus me running around trying to like coordinate visits with my dad, plus seeing my dad not well, which was like emotionally distressing for me and for Augie, I think like Augie was kind of acting weird around him and didn't want to sit in his lap and stuff. And I think he was kind of off put, you know, the whole thing was just weird for him. Right. So there
right.
was all of that. And then and sleeping in a new place and all that stuff. Then the drive home, which mm-hmm. should have taken 3 hours, 3.5 tops, took us 6 hours.
Ugh.
And we got home at 11 p.m., Shauna.
Oh, no. That's a nightmare. Okay, so you chose to leave in the late afternoon then. Was there a strategy behind that?
No, I wanted to leave earlier, but Sebastian took the longest nap of his life while we were trying to get ready to go, which helped because we were trying to get ready to go so we could be all packed up so we could go see my dad one more time and then we could just like leave town. But Sebastian's nap took forever. And then we had to get everything in the car. And then we had to, I had to pack up the snoo. Because by the way, I brought the snoo because I'm like not insane. I was like, I'm not trying to get this kid to sleep in a pack and play for the first time in his life.
Yeah.
In addition to all this stuff. And so the point is I ended up going over to my dad's at like 3. So we wanted to spend some quality time. So we didn't get out till like 4. And then we didn't get onto the road till like 5. It was ridiculous. And then Augie fell asleep on the drive home, like immediately fell asleep because he was so wrecked. And then he woke up and we decided to like have McDonald's at a park so we could stretch and there was a playground. And then we couldn't get him out of the playground. And Sebastian was tired. So Sebastian's screaming and it was, wow, it was a lot. It was a whole lot. And I have like an emotional hangover, I feel like. From the whole thing. Yeah.
I would imagine. Meanwhile, Corey is like kicking back on the couch, drinking a brewski, living his best life alone, bachelorhood.
He went to a bar with friends, Shauna.
Oh, eye daggers. Wow.
I mean, more power to him. That's exactly what I would have done. If I was home alone for three days,
sure.
Like, I can't begrudge him. This was my idea. He's home alone. He said he was lonely, which, you know, adorable. But I was sort of like, he was like, it's lonely here. I want you guys back. I'm like, I would don't think I would be feeling that way.
Aw, that's sweet that he said it to them.
It is. By the way, I don't know if people can hear this. There's like a fucking leaf blower outside, but screw those leaf blowers. We're just recording. I've got to get this off my chest, Shauna. It was a fucking crazy week.
It was. Oh my God. That sounds so exhausting.
Yes.
I remember taking a quote road trip down to like Huntington Beach, which is like an hour drive when Cece was like 6 months old. And I was pulling my hair out the entire drive there and back. It was just terrible having two kids in the back and they're screaming and crying and like, no one even fits in the back seat between the car seats and our car because we have a sedan. You know, usually that's what I would do is I'd go sit back by Elle, you know, and we just had one and play with her and comfort her. And I couldn't do that. And you're just stuck up in the front seat with the screaming and the agony and like, I got to stop. And oh, my God. So I can't even imagine doing it for 6 hours.
It's a lot of deep breathing. Yeah, it was a lot. I feel like I'm unloading and I appreciate the forum to unload because it was like it was a lot and I'm just like shell shocked from it. But I do want to say I want to like highlight some good stuff that happened on the trip because it wasn't all bad. Right.
Mm-hmm.
OK, I want to talk about it was very nice to see my dad. I think everyone really appreciated it. I got to give him a hug. We all got to be without masks. That was great.
Good.
Right. Fantastic. Really important. And I got to hang out with my brother, which I haven't done in a year, Uncle Jeff. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Jeff is like the Funkle. You know, Augie freaking loves the guy and is just so excited to hang out with him. So like Uncle Jeff got to like take him in the river. There's a river behind my mom's house. Like it's like ankle deep, basically, at that point.
So like fun.
Jeff was able to take him out. I had to really work on my anxiety, though, because I was just thinking like all the worst case scenarios, like he's going to get swept away. And Jeff is like, I've got a really good hold on him. It's ankle deep. Even if he did get swept away, he would be landing on his butt on rocks. Like it's fine. I was like, okay. But, you know, and he just had a complete blast with him. That was really fun. And one night we actually had like a dinner with my stepbrother and his wife and my little niece and a couple other family members. And everyone's vaccinated again, all the adults. And so we were able to have a dinner like old times. And Augie got to play with his cousin who she's 7 and she's just like super cool. And he just like looks up to her so much. And she loves Augie, like is obsessed with him too and the baby. Mm-hmm. And so they were just literally chasing each other around, like in circles on the grass. And it was so fun to watch.
Fun.
And they just, they were just having so much fun. And so despite it being a complete shit show, I need to remember all those like good moments because it really, I think it was worth it. But you know, when they tell you like, oh, parenting is hard, parenting too is hard. You're like, yeah, yeah, hard. Sure, it's hard. Like, I felt it. It felt like physical labor this week, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's so hard being out of your comfort zone. At mm-hmm. home, you have everything set up to facilitate ease of parenting. You've got your routines and everything. And it's even hard in that situation, let alone disrupting all of it and going to a brand new place.
Yeah. Yeah. But it definitely has made me realize, like, I don't think it's a good idea to like try to go on a vacation anytime soon.
Well, you know what they say about being a parent? You don't take family vacations. You just take trips. You just take a trip with the mm-hmm. kids. It's not really a vacation anymore.
Yeah, not a lot of resting for the parents. Mm-hmm. The kids like mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And also that, like, I really need Corey. Like, I'm very, very grateful for Corey. And he's mm-hmm. such a good partner and father. And yeah, I knew that already. But when he's absent for multiple days, you know, my mom and my brother were both there, but, you know, they don't compare. They don't mm-hmm. compare to daddy. They don't know the things he knows. You know, I have to give a lot of instruction still with them. And like with the kids, they just, you know, they love my brother and my mom, but it's not the same. You know, if Augie got an ouchie, like, poor guy, he was barefoot and he stepped on like the vinyl flooring steps leading up to my mom's porch, and they must have been really hot. And ooh. He had never done that before, right? He had never stepped on something hot before. And he was like freaking out. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know to like step off of it. And he was just like, oh, yeah. And he starts crying. You know, my mom could not console him with that. You know, it had to be me. I'm the only one who could take care of that. And mm-hmm. had Corey been there, he could have. So, you know, it's stuff like that. So very, very grateful for Corey being in my life and
Aww. And
definitely not taking any trips anytime soon.
Well, you have enough on your plate anyway with your whole move coming up.
Right?
So one thing at a time, okay?
Oh boy, we're taking like the ultimate trip.
Yeah, exactly.
To a brand new house. But anyway, that was my week. You asked such an innocent question. What's going on with you this week? And I'm like, let me tell you.
I had no idea what you would unload.
Listeners, thank you for letting me unleash that upon you. And please let me know if you have any tips for like traveling with kids, especially if you don't have your partner with you, because boy, was that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I feel like I went on a long time. Did that go on a long time? I just needed to get it off my chest.
As you should. Don't even worry about it.
But do we have time for your check-in?
No, we need to take a commercial break and come back with mine.
Okay, darn. Well, thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Okay. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know, they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we are back, and after my long unloading about my long week, I want to hear about Shauna's week. Shauna, what have you been up to this week, and how old is Cece?
We are good. Cece is 2 years, 5 months. We didn't go anywhere this week, so completely drama-free check-in. Well, except for this. Okay, so I've been mentioning how Cece's been having some separation anxiety and calling for me from across the house and wanting more help and everything. This week, it has manifested into a full-on mommy phase. Like, she only wants me. She wants to be around me, to the point where if Steve comes into a room and sits next to her, and that's it, just sits next to her, she's like, "No, Daddy, no! Stop it! Stop it, Daddy!" And he's like, "I'm not doing anything. Stop what?" She's like, "No." And in her sleep, well, she talks in her sleep. She's done that on and off for a while. We can hear her on the monitor going, "Daddy, no, 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 Daddy, no, Daddy, no, what? No, no, stop, Daddy, stop." And Steve is just feeling real bad about this.
I bet. I mean, also, like, it kind of sounds bad. Like, thank goodness she's not in preschool.
Cause, like, I know.
What if she was saying that to a teacher? That's awful.
I know. It's terrible. And so I feel really bad about it. But then I'm also like, well, she was in a big daddy phase a couple months ago and didn't want anything to do with me. So I guess it's just proof that these phases come and go and they come around. And she's just also super defiant right now. You know, it's just no to everything. Mm-hmm. And so no to daddy.
No to daddy. Poor daddy. He's a nice daddy. Give him a chance.
I know. He feels so rejected. Aww. I'm sure it'll come around, though.
Yeah. Is Elle at least still on his side?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ella's team, mommy and daddy, pretty evenly split most of the time.
That's good. That's good.
That's good.
No favorites there.
So that's that. And then here's the other drama of our week. We dread Mondays in our house, not for the reasons you would usually think with Mondays, you know, the start of the work week.
Not because you're Garfield, the orange cat who hates Mondays.
Yeah. Not because I'm Garfield, who loves lasagna and hates Mondays, no. Because it's garbage day at our house. And the three garbage trucks, the trash, recycling, and the tree trimming grass truck comes. And it's right in front of Cece's window. And they inevitably come during her nap time. And it just always wakes her up. So she'll go down for a nap and be sleeping 10 minutes, 20, 30, you know, whatever. And then the truck comes and it scares her awake. And then she's like screaming and like sad and scared. And it just has been disrupting naps for ages. And it drives me nuts. And so I had a solution the other day.
Okay.
I was like, what if we just take out the pack and play and put it in our bedroom in the back, like me and Steve's bedroom, in the back of the house, which is farther away from the street, and get her all set up and she can try taking a nap in there. And Steve's like, I don't know, she's not going to do that. But I said it out loud in front of Cece and she got hooked on the idea and she was like, yeah, nap in mommy's room, nap, you know, like very excited about it. So then I'm like, all right, well, let's just give it a whirl. Why not, right? Nap's going to suck anyway because the garbage truck's going to come. So we got out the pack and play, brought it to the back room, like closed the curtains. I was worried that it wouldn't be dark enough, you know, because we don't have blackout curtains back here. I set up her noise machine, her video, like this whole rigmarole to get her set up. Like she wanted every single one of her stuffed animals into the pack and play.
Was there any room in the pack and play for her?
No. She had her pillow, her big blanket. She had about 17 stuffed animals in there. And I was like, okay.
There's like 5 inches of stuff on the bottom of the pack and play before you put her in.
Yes, that's basically what it was. But I try not to argue with her because, you know, then they, God, it's a whole thing. And it's like, fine, whatever. And I was so skeptical that this was going to work. But put her down, sang the songs, put her in there and left and kept an eye on the monitor. And she just thought it was so novel. She was really into it. And she was like singing and standing and looking around the room and just kicking around and stuff. And sure enough, she actually fell asleep in there. I couldn't believe it. And the garbage truck came during the middle of her nap. She didn't hear it. She kept sleeping.
Amazing.
And it was amazing.
Wow. You did it. You Shauna Micah'd the shit out of that.
I totally did. But then I realized, well, that was a lot of work. So I don't know if I'm going to do that again.
That's a lot of work. Yeah. Unless you just keep the pack and play set up. But needing all the stuffies and all the, like, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Has she asked for it again? Like, is she like now wanting to nap in the pack and play more?
She has not asked about it again. She has a short term memory, I guess. But no, she has not. So I don't know what we'll do next Monday.
All right. Well, we're at the edge of our seats to find out. I was going to say, like, you were saying, oh, we were dreading it because it's trash day. And I'm like, wait. What toddler dreads trash day? Like, that is the most glorious day. The day the trash trucks come. Like,
I know. It's a mixed bag here because she's very excited about it. It's been like the highlight entertainment of the pandemic. Like we actually told him it was a parade once. Like we were sitting out on the front steps and like it's the Memorial Day trash parade like last year or whatever.
Well, and you live in a cul-de-sac, right? So you probably get like a whole like a good 5 minutes of trash truck in front of your house.
Yes, we get a whole show. We get to see it do the one side, you know, goes around the end and comes down. So it's very entertaining. But they just started coming later and later in the day and during nap. And so it's no fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bummer. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you figured it out. I'm sorry it's not a long-term solution.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I'm sure we will survive. It was no 6-hour trip from Fresno. So that's good.
It's not a suffering Olympics. We can all suffer simultaneously.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
In our own ways.
Exactly. All right. So that's all from me. Should we move on to our special segment?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Okay, our special segment this week is They Said What, where we relay all the weird, funny, offensive things that people have said to us recently related to pregnancy, parenting, and whatnot. Okay, Shauna, do you have a They Said What for us?
I do. So we need to rewind back to before I had any kids, but this is kid related.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, what was that like? Do you remember? I don't know if I remember.
God, I don't know. I don't remember. I think it involved lots of exercising and filling free time at bars with friends.
I remember thinking I didn't have enough free time.
Oh,
like, I remember thinking I needed more hours in the day then.
We were so naive.
So naive.
Anyway, that's not what this is about.
Anyway.
What I was filling my time with at the time was trying to conceive a child, and it was not working for me and Steve, right? So I went to see a reproductive endocrinologist, a fertility doctor, and we'll call her Dr. M. Okay. And she was nice. She was great. And she had me on the path for getting an IUI. So she put me on Clomid, a fertility drug. And I was supposed to check if I was ovulating. And the day I ovulated, I was supposed to go in and get the IUI, right? Get the sperm injected up in me. And that's what our first plan was. Well,
yeah. An IUI, for people who aren't familiar, it's intrauterine insemination, right? So it's just like they just take the sperm and like stick it straight in your uterus so that it doesn't have to go through all, the whole gauntlet to get.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And then the Clomid helps you release more egg, or it helps you ovulate, right? So that you have a better chance.
Yeah. It helps you produce more follicles, more eggs, basically. So the ovulation tests never came up positive. So I never went in. And when I did go in, she's like, you already ovulated, because she like did the transvaginal ultrasound or whatever and could tell. She's like, we'd missed it. And I was like, God damn it. You know, but Steve and I had been having sex, and voila, we actually ended up getting pregnant a couple weeks later.
What?
Right. Got the pregnancy test. Yes. Yes.
No, I knew that. I knew that. But yes, that is. I love your missed the IUI but got pregnant anyway story. So
yeah. So I stuck with her, because that's what you do when you start off with a RE, reproductive endocrinologist. When you start off with an RE, you stick with them for the first trimester. So that's who I was going to for all my screenings and blood work and everything. And then you graduate from them, basically, after 3 months.
To a normal OB, right?
To a normal OB. So I graduated from her, gave her a big hug. I put my name up on her wall, you know, like with the baby wall. And it was a whole thing. And said our goodbyes. Cut to a few years later, and I decide that I want to do IVF to try for my second baby, and we have new insurance who doesn't cover her anymore, but covers a new doctor that I have to go to. So I called her office and said, I'm wondering if you guys can send my records over to my new RE, because I'm going to get a whole new blood work panel done and everything, but I know I've done a lot with you already. And she's like, yeah, just shoot an email to this email address. I'm like, okay, cool. So I hop on. I'm like, can you please forward my records to Dr. B, which is my new doctor, right? From Shauna. Like that short, sweet, just like putting the info out there. Well, 2 days later, I got a call from this Dr. M, my first doctor. And she left me a voicemail, and she was so offended that I had asked for my records to be sent to this new doctor. She said, hi, Shauna, this is Dr. M. I got your email about wanting records, and I never heard from you again. I don't even know if you had that baby. And I don't know why you're moving on to another doctor for your second child. And like just this very upset message. And I felt so bad. Like I thought I was emailing a front office person to just shoot over the records. It turned out I had her personal email address.
Oh,
for some
no.
reason, they gave me her personal email address.
They have to tell you that.
Yeah.
They should have told you.
Oh my God. So I've like emailed her back, because I didn't have it in me to call and talk.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought that was some impersonal email address. And yes, I ended up having that baby, and like explaining why I wasn't going to her anymore. And it was this whole thing. But I just was so surprised at how personally she took it, to the point where she called and left kind of an angry, upset message with me about it.
Yeah, I have to say that's, it kind of makes me like upset for you, because I don't know how professional that was. Like, people have to change doctors for so many reasons. And I feel like doctors should not be taking that personally. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of gives me, like, that for me, that's kind of a red flag, right? Like, it's not a personal thing. I mean, I know it can be because you spend so much time with them. And, like, I know my mom has all these personal relationships with her patients and stuff, but it's like, I don't know. That to me kind of makes me feel icky because it's like, she shouldn't be putting this stuff on you. Like, maybe, here's an example. Like, maybe that pregnancy hadn't worked out and you were devastated. And maybe that's why you weren't going back to her, right? That could be a real, like, something that really happened. Mm-hmm. And for her to call you, like, let's imagine that it happened and then she was calling you with this, like, guilt trip phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Seems, I don't know. It doesn't seem professional on her part. So I think that's a what? They said what situation for sure.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. Because that was kind of what I figured, like, doctors don't take these things personally, like, they shoot each other records all the time. But I guess, like, the protocol is better to ask for the records sent to you personally. Like, I got the impression that she was mad that I was going to this specific Dr. B. Like, I don't know. It was very weird, like, the subtleties of what I picked up on from the message.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't think a doctor should be leaving a message like that. I think if anything, they could, like, write you back an email and be a little bit more professional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 That's putting the burden on you.
Yeah. She didn't write back to that email. She called, and she never wrote back to the apology email either. I was like, I am
really
owe you apology. I am so sorry. Here's my explanation. I recommend you to everybody. I will use you if this doesn't work out. I mean, I felt so bad about it. And I sent that email and then I never heard from her again. So,
okay. That's weird too. Cause you obviously, like, went out of your way to explain yourself. And then she never, maybe she was embarrassed. Maybe she was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. So, well, anyway, that sucks. But stupid insurance making a change could have avoided this whole situation.
Exactly. But whatever. It led to CC. So that's, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Do you have another one for us?
I do. Okay. So mine is doctor related as well. This is something that my OB said, my beloved OB, who I think is just awesome. He said this at my 6-week postpartum visit. So for people who haven't done this yet, after you give birth, you go back 6 weeks later and they, like, check you out to make sure everything is, you know, in place and you're healing well and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious because I had had a first degree tear, you know, and it was still a little uncomfortable at 6 weeks. And so I was curious, you know, what was going on down there and if everything looked okay. So, you know, I get in the stirrups and he's taking a look around and he says to me, you know, you would never know a baby came out of that vagina.
Humble brag.
I was like, cool. okay, I'm glad to hear it. But, like, that is not what I was expecting you to say. Also, like, and oh, also, like, I should say that my doctor, he's a gay man. I don't know if that makes, like, for me, that makes a little bit of a difference because there's something about, like, a heterosexual man saying that that's icky, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but I know there's, like, nothing sexual attached to it. It was just like, he was just, like, giving me a gold star, I guess. Uh-huh. But I was sort of like, okay.
Oh,
great.
My God. Didn't he also compliment your cervix before? Like, the cervix of a young teen or something?
Did he? I do not remember that. I do not remember that at all.
Well, he's very complimentary.
He's very complimentary of my reproductive organs. But he gave my vagina a seal of approval, I guess.
Yeah. Well, your baby didn't spend long in the vagina. I mean, he shot right out. So I can see why.
He did shoot right out. Yeah. And I only had one baby come out that way. So the other thing that he's like so bummed that he didn't get to revise my C-section scar from my first pregnancy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I get, like, I got, like, a keloid scar, you know, it's, like, kind of raised and red, and I'm fine with it. Like, it's fine, whatever. It's, like, it's below, you know, your bikini line. It's where my baby came out. It's where Augie came out of. Like, I'm fine with it. He was, like, obsessed. He was like, man, if we do another C-section, I'm going to clean that up. Like, I'm going to get rid of that keloid scar. It must have really annoyed you. I'm like, it's fine. Like, it used to itch. It doesn't itch anymore. Like, it's fine. He was like, well, okay, if we do another C-section, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to put some steroids on so that it doesn't, like, happen again and you'll be, you won't even know anything happened. And I was like, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. And like, after I had the VBAC, he was like, you did a great job. Too bad we couldn't fix that scar though.
Oh, he's so obsessed with it. Well, he probably feels like it's personal. It's his work.
Uh-huh.
It's his art.
It is his work. Exactly. Mm. And he feels personally responsible for it. So mm-hmm. yeah, sorry. Sorry, doctor. I'm just going to be stuck with that. But at least my vagina looks fine.
He can give you a complimentary scar adjustment surgery if he wants to.
Ugh, no, thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want any cosmetic surgery. I don't want any surgeries. After having a C-section, like, I don't want any unnecessary surgeries after that point. Like, no, thank you. So I'll just get to show Augie, like, where he came out of. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, those are my they said what. I think we should take a quick break and come back with our BFPs and BFNs, though.
All righty. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We are back and we're going to wrap it up with our weekly BFPs or BFNs. Laura, you're up first. What do you have for us?
Okay, so I think I have a BFN that turned into a BFP.
Ooh, I like a journey. Okay.
Okay, so my BFN is baby reflux, which apparently Sebastian has.
Oh, no. Well, yes. You did mention before, maybe, or I don't know. I don't remember exactly. So what happened?
So if you recall, I was like worried that he was spitting up so much. And like I went to the lactation hangout to get my latch looked at and see if he was eating enough or eating too much and all that stuff. And then last week I talked about how like his sleep has gotten so much worse out of nowhere and I didn't know why. But right. All this time I thought he was a happy spitter, just like Augie was. Like he, you know, would spit up, but he didn't seem too distressed by it. And then my mom came, right? My mom flew down to help me drive up to Fresno. And she like spent 10 minutes with us and she was like, oh, this baby has reflux. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? He's a happy spitter. And she's like, no. He just spit up and arched his back like crazy. And it's really uncomfortable. Like he's clearly really uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, well, now I feel bad. Like, you think? And then we started talking about it and everything started clicking together. Like, he's been falling down the curve on his weight. You know, he was born at like 40 something. Then he went down to 30, then 20. And now he's at like 10th percentile or something. Right. Mm-hmm. And the spit up, the having to do laundry literally 3 times a day, you know, like all that stuff. It just suddenly clicked. And I was like, oh, you are right. This baby has reflux. And so do I, by the way. Like, I have really bad reflux. So, like, I know how it feels. It feels awful. So it was a Sunday. We were driving up to Fresno. And so my mom is like, do you want me just to prescribe him something? And then you can, you know, get a prescription from his pediatrician, you know, when you're back in town. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do that, right? Like, you're a pediatrician, let's do it. So she got him some cimetidine, which is the generic for Tagamet. And that's because, like, I guess you had CC on, what was it?
Zantac,
yeah, ranitidine. And now that's, like, not available because there was, like, a recall on it, which is great. And so this is all, like, the same family of medicines, though. So anyway, we got it. We instead of getting famotidine, which is like Pepcid, we got cimetidine, which is Tagamet, which is like all similar, just because that's what they had available at the 24-hour pharmacy in Fresno at like 10 p.m. on a Sunday. And it's all the same deal. Oh my God, Shauna, the first 3 nights he was on his meds, he slept through the night.
What?
The whole night. Like, we put it, I mean, I gave him a dream feed, but he slept from like, you know, 10 to 7 a.m.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So that made a huge difference.
A huge difference. And I know that it takes time for the medicine to like really fully kick in, but we've already like, the spit up is much better because he was like spitting up just consistently, I want to say every 5 to 10 minutes between feeds, like the whole 2 hours between feeds, like 2-3 hours between feeds, whatever it would be. He just would be spitting up just like clockwork. And no wonder he was losing weight. He wasn't keeping anything down. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So anyway, my BFN turned BFP is that we figured out that my baby has reflux and now he seems to be getting better.
Good. That's so exciting.
It is exciting. And like, I'm not super nervous about giving meds to him. Like, I don't know. I come from a medical family. So like, it doesn't make me nervous. I know a lot of people really try to avoid meds and I get that. But for me, I'm just like, I know how the reflux feels for me and I know how it feels when I skip my Pepcid dose. So I'm just like, make sure this kid gets his doses, you know, like make sure he's good. So yeah, hopefully the improvement continues and hopefully the weight gain continues. Of course, my mom, like within 2 days, she's like, he's getting fatter. I'm like, okay, let's cool down. Like, I don't know if he's getting fat like right away, but yeah, but it is helping. So I'm really happy about that.
Do you only give it to him before bed at night?
Yeah, it's actually 3 times a day. You can give it up to 4 times a day, but we found that doing 3 times a day was best so far. So morning, midday, and night. So we were doing morning and night, and in the afternoon, the spit up just came back and the arching came back. So, yeah.
Well, it's so hard to tell if they're not crying or visibly upset, like in their face. It's really hard to tell.
Yeah. And remember how I was like, oh, he's not as chill? Well, I mean, he's not as chill because of this, but I think he is still a chill guy. And that's why I didn't know it was so bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the chillness was kind of masking how bad it had gotten for him. So poor little dude. But yeah, he seems to be feeling better and I feel better having, you know, some sleep. That was the one real silver lining of the trip to Fresno is that he got this medicine and he slept all the nights we were in Fresno.
Wow. Maybe he just likes Fresno.
I thought that, but then he continued to sleep through the night. So,
my God, that's exciting.
I know. So, yeah, very excited about possible healing.
All right.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. But anyway, what about you? Do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP.
Yay.
Yay. We have recently discovered that you can print coloring pages from the internet on your printer for your kids to color, like coloring book type pages.
Cool.
And the girls are loving it. Like, you just type in anything, all our favorite TV shows, right? It's like Paw Patrol coloring pages. And there's just all of these JPEGs or whatever online. You can just like hit print and it prints out on your computer paper. And then they have like a little coloring activity to do. So we've been doing.
That's so smart.
Yeah. Elmo, Daniel Tiger, anything. They come up with the weirdest stuff. You know, I'm always like, what do you want to print? It's like a pencil sitting on a computer. I mean, or whatever. I don't know. They come up with odd things. But you type it in, half the time it's there. You know, lots of wild animals, lions, cheetahs, they've been coloring, flowers, etc. And then you don't have to buy coloring books and you just have everything you need right there. We love
That's really smart. That's really smart. And you can probably like print it on scratch paper too, like stuff you've already used and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. I have to say, I feel like I've seen this and I've never thought to actually print it, because when I look for my skid steer loaders and excavators that I have to draw, I'm being bullied into drawing by my 2-year-old. I realize that they are like coloring pages. So I should just print them out and let him color them.
Yeah.
This is genius. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And you know, I like coloring on printer paper a lot better than a lot of the coloring book paper, kind of that like newsprint type paper. It's so thin and like they use markers and that bleeds through on that paper. I don't know. I don't like that. So printer paper is perfect. It's great for markers, crayons, colored pencils, whatever they want to use.
Does Cece like color vaguely in the lines? Like, I feel like Augie just scribbles all over the page right now when we try to do that.
She tries to aim for spots. Like, let's say she wants to color in one of the Paw Patrol's ears, right? She like aims for the ear, but it's just, you know, totally scribble all around it. There's nothing in the lines or anything.
Okay. Because I feel like we're not even aiming for locations at the moment. But I also feel like I haven't really been doing art stuff with him as much. So might need to up my game there.
Yeah. And, you know, she's also mimicking Elle, her big sister, who's very into coloring in the lines right now and all that. So she's seeing that behavior modeled. So I'm sure your guy will get there once he practices more, sees other people doing it.
Yeah. Like, I always think he's not going to go to college not knowing how to color in the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that might be our show.
I think it is. Listeners, if you have any they said whats, we would love to hear them. So please shoot them our way. Laura, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always include a voice memo in that email. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. Finally, if you want to join the most awesome group on the internet and you're on Facebook, just search Big Fat Positive Community, request to join because it's a private group. Answer the 2 membership questions so we can make sure you're not a robot, and then you can get sent straight through to all the amazing conversations we're having in there about babies, toddlers, TTC, all kinds of things.
If you love our show, please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. It's so helpful for other people to discover our show and feel secure in taking a chance on listening to our podcast. We so appreciate it if you've done that for us already. And spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.